Okay, you asked for it. You really did. We're going to do another self-tape evaluation coming up on today's episode of Casting Actors Cast.
This is Casting Actors Cast. Each episode takes you behind the scenes and answers your questions about the business of show. Please don't forget to subscribe and like wherever you get your podcasts. Now here's the host of Casting Actors Cast, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach with the McCorkle Group in New York. How are you doing? I hope you're having a good day. I'm having a really good day. And as you have asked me multiple times, you really enjoy these self-tape evaluations. Now, I know it's kind of strange. We're doing a podcast and here I am evaluating a self-tape. But you know what? I think literally hearing the other actor and then me commenting on those things that I think might be helpful for that particular actor, I think you find those useful. And so listen, who am I to argue? I'm just going to go ahead and continue to do these. And today it's Kristen Kozer. Sorry, gosh. And I know her. I know her work, and she's been in a few classes, and I think you're going to get a lot out of what she has to offer. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you so much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. We're getting 60,000 downloads of this podcast. And so please do me a huge favor, would you? Tell your friends, leave a like, a subscribe to the YouTube channel. Perhaps you would consider going to iTunes and giving out a review. That would mean so much to me. Let me just say that I'm shameless. I really continue to get motivated whenever I hear from folks, whenever I hear from actors telling me how much they enjoy the podcast. It really just lights a fire under me and motivates me to want to continue to do this. You know, I just love helping actors. I love giving back those things that weren't given to me when I got my BFA degree and moved to New York and started acting. And now here I am several years later, able to give back. And that's what kind of floats my boat. So I hope you understand that the only thing you need to do is perhaps you could leave a review. That would mean just so very much. By the way, also, there's some freebies if you go to the website, castingactorscast, all one word, .com. And there you're going to find a free book that you can download. You have to fill out that form, by the way, that says dive into the talent pool. Come on, that's kind of cute, right? That's kind of clever. I'm trying. Anyway, so if you do that, you get a free downloadable PDF book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the voiceover workshop for professional actors. It's a 100-page PDF book all about doing voiceover work. I think you're going to find that really useful if that's something that you have interest in. Additionally, there's a free video you can download or you can watch, and it's called Casting Director Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. I know, come on. That's an intriguing title, I think. And I'm going to tell you on this free 20-minute video. By the way, when you fill out that form, it says dive into the talent pool. It gives me your name and also your email address. You can also leave a comment there if you like, or a question that I can answer on the air. That would be so great. But listen, I don't spam you when you fill out that form, by the way. I know that that's also the concern is, yet, you know, your life is complicated enough. You just don't need more stuff from the podcast guy. But on occasion, I might send out an announcement or I might send out information about a class or a particular subject, but I have done three in the past 2 years. So you know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm trying to hit you up or trying to sell you anything. So that's what I wanted to explain if you do leave your address. But you know what? Also on the website, you can go to past episodes of Casting Actors Cast. You can actually, I think, learn quite a bit by checking out some of those archives. I rarely, if ever, repeat anything on any of these podcasts. All right, now let's just take one quick minute. It's actually 2 minutes. And these are cross promotional sponsors that I am so grateful and ask you to support. This episode of Casting Actors Cast would not be possible without the following cross promotional shout outs. Actors Connection. Please do yourself a favor and check out Actors Connection. They provide classes, seminars, workshops with working industry professionals to help you advance your acting career. Go to actorsconnection.com/New York for their current calendar of amazing classes, workshops, and events. WeAudition.com. WeAudition.com is the video chat community to audition, self-tape, rehearse, and get expert industry advice. Find a rehearsal or self-tape partner instantly. Earn money for rehearsing with other actors. And as a special incentive to Casting Actors Cast listeners, you will receive 25% off membership using the code CAC25. That's CAC25 for a membership discount. WeAudition.com. Acting and Voice Studios. I am excited to share that Acting and Voice Studios will provide top quality acting training for film and television to actors all around the world. Check out my bi-monthly blog posts on their website while learning more about classes for adults and young people, including voiceover and acting demo production. Go to actingandvoicestudios.com. Now, other places in addition to the ones I've just mentioned that I am teaching at include The Growing Studio and T. Schreiber Studio, so I ask you to go ahead and please visit their websites as well. And check out the schedule at castingactorscast.com/classes/workshops. And I hope that we can work together soon. Very cool. Thank you so much for that. Kristen Kozer is a wonderful actor, and I've known Kristen from a couple of classes that we've taken, and I know that she's taken some classes, I think, from my wife, Pat, and so it's a real pleasure when she sent me this self-tape to evaluate. I'm happy to do it. It's Renfield from Dracula. So I thought that would be kind of cool. Here we are. The fall is coming up. You know, we might want to get ourselves into our little spooky heads. Why did I say that? Anyway, and so we're going to watch this. By the way, I haven't watched her video yet. I like to do it spontaneously. I like to do it on the air. The thing of it is, the reason for that is I think that getting spontaneous, quick feedback is the kind of thing, is the kind of feedback that a casting director would evaluate when they're looking at your submissions. So I don't want to study it and take notes and then, you know, give you that information. I would much rather give you that first impression, because after all, it's the first impression that's going to make the biggest impact when you start submitting your videos for auditions. And guess what? These auditions are not going away. These video submissions are going to be around for even after COVID is left. There are just too many positive things that can be discovered. And in an efficient way, we can really figure out the first round auditions via submitting is just kind of makes sense for us. And so that's why the more comfortable you are in this environment, and that's why I think the feedback, even if it is on a podcast, still hearing the audition and then hearing my feedback, I believe is something you'll find really useful and quite valuable. All right, so here we go. Kristen is going to be doing Renfield from Dracula. So let's watch and listen to this.
One of my first memories of myself, before I even knew there was a self to forget. I was 2 years old, or three, practically just a precious infant. It was late at night, and I had been out with my parents far past my bedtime. I fell asleep in the carriage, and my father picked me up to take me into the house. And the moment he lifted me up, I woke up. But I knew that if I opened my eyes, I should be made to walk on my own. So I squeezed them tight. Because it felt magical. Like flying. To be carried ever so gently in his strong arms toward my His strength was my strength. I could go weak, or soft, or limp, secure in the fact that Daddy would never, ever, happily ever after let me fall. And that's how it is when he takes you. It's not scary, it's not. Don't have to be afraid. Don't have to worry. Daddy is here. Daddy's in charge. And if you let him, if you trust in him, you too may be delivered.
All righty. Thank you, Kristen, so much. I really, really appreciate you sending that work in, that audition in. Renfield from Dracula, really interesting monologue. And I love to give the feedback in the following way. So, and that's what I'm going to do just right now. And that is talk a little bit about the technical side of things. Because I think, you know, once again, the burden is on the actor to make sure that they are technically as adept at what they can control in their environment. So let's talk a little bit about the technical things. And then I'd love to talk a little bit about the acting things. So first and foremost, technically, this was an excellent submission. I could see you very, very clearly. You had a perfect camera placement. That camera was right at shoulder level, and your eye line was exactly 3 to 6 inches away from the lens of the camera, looking at the significant other that you were talking to in the scene. And that was awesome. So congratulations on that. So perfect camera placement. Now, because if it's a theatrical audition, and I just want to remind our audience, you want to be from the waist up, and then you want to be from the chest up if it's a film and television audition. Those are not, by the way, hard and fast rules, but those are just my suggestions. So those are the technical things. Other technical things. The sound quality was very good. It was not excellent. It was really, really good. Clearly, whatever your device was had I think, enough of a proper sound signal that I could really hear you quite clearly. Lighting was fine as well. There was just a sliver of the backdrop that I could see in the space. But you know what? Honestly, that didn't take me out of watching the audition. The only reason I'm bringing it up is just so that you're aware that if you are going to be using a backdrop, make sure that you are in the proper position of the backdrop. And I've said this before, but being slightly off center, which is what you were in this audition, was really smart. But if you're slightly off center, that means you're going to have to figure out the exact combination of the backdrop to where you are, just so that we have a really clear, clean background. So let's talk a little bit about the acting moments. First of all, Renfield is such it's just a classically awesome character. And I really could see that you were having fun playing it. You know, that's something you can't teach, right? Is the joy of performance. And you're an excellent performer. And so I really enjoyed you enjoying it. Does that make sense? That just stands out. Let me just say, if I were to really be tough on a critique, I would just say, I would love for you to continue to break up the pace just a little bit. The madness that Renfield is experiencing, I think, demands just not necessarily a consistent, even pace. I would love for you to break it up even more than what I got. You did do it. You did break it up, but even a little bit more, just because I think there's a sense of danger that could be accelerated a little bit more about the intensity that Renfield has. Speaking of intensity, I would really love it if the focus was on why you're sharing this to that significant other in the scene. So it's less about what your story was about your childhood, for example, and more that there's a reason that you're telling this story so that you can get to that other in the scene. So it's really about them and why you are trying to talk to them, making as much explanation to not be afraid, that when father comes and takes you, daddy's not going to hurt you. It's actually not scary, The reality is that it's terrifying in that. But I think that the reason you're sharing this information to the other is so that you can put them at ease, and that's your job. And so more energy going to the other might be, I think, an interesting choice to play in the next version, the next time you do the audition. Let's talk a little bit about the English accent. I felt kind of was a little bit in and out. I don't want it to be about the accent, but there were certain words that sort of confused me because I thought that there was some English-British accent happening, and then I kind of lost it a little bit. So I think a little more consistency there. So if you put your focus on why you need to be there to share this, I think that there's then some more fun emotional range for you to enjoy and to indulge and to play with. So listen, I just thought it was an excellent audition. You're such a talented actress, and I felt that you did so well here. Make sure that there is perhaps a slate card. It can be your headshot, or it can be you doing a live slate, whatever you want. But I like the idea of a slate at the beginning, and then a thank you for watching at the end. You using, incorporating just a plain card with text on it if you want, but you could also use your headshot there. I think validating and using your headshot at the beginning and at the end is just an excellent strategy for your branding, for your marketing. So I hope that that was useful for you. As a self-submit video audition, it's exceptional. You're such a talented actor, and I really thank you and appreciate so much you sending it in. By the way, any of you out there, you are welcome to send in any question that you might have. But if you listen, if you've got an audition that you wouldn't mind being evaluated, the only condition, and here's the condition, is that you have to allow me to be able to play it on the air just like I did Kristen's. And I promise you, I'm just going to give you the straight up feedback, just my honest two cents, my appraisal of the work. And the whole point of any of this is to help your work get a more fine tune that you can really have the full value and benefit of your creative expression when you're doing a self-tape video submission. Because it's not easy. You know, acting as a self-tape is such an insular kind of environment that it's oftentimes very difficult to get to, you know, test, you know, how am I doing? What am I doing? And the other thing I want to suggest for you as well is what I call the three take rule. Don't hate me for that, but decide for any audition that you're going to do it in three takes. Now, that means that all the technical stuff is worked out. But give yourself only three takes. I've seen actors just go crazy, speaking of Renfield, go crazy because they just say to themselves, oh, I'm just going to keep doing this until I get it right. Let me just say that if you say that to yourself, you will never get it right because you'll start losing all objectivity. You'll decide, well, I like my eyebrow in this take that I didn't do in this take, so I should do it again to get my eyebrow right. I mean, it can just make you crazy. I don't want you to go crazy. And here's the other reason why I like this three-take rule. You're actually conditioning yourself for the audition when we start getting back to in-person auditions, right? You don't have multiple opportunities to, quote, get it right, end quote. And so why do you indulge yourself that way when you are at home putting together a self-submit video? The other thing is when you book the job, especially for film and television, you're not going to get multiple takes on the set. You're going to get like you have like, let's run it once and then we'll shoot it kind of time frame. So that kind of conditioning when you're submitting your self-tape is only going to serve you over time. All right, that's my evaluation for today, go to castingactresscast@gmail.com for you to submit your video if you want. And I am happy to take a look at it. I can't make any promises. I get a lot of submissions. The whole idea is to just help you stay focused, energized, and to have a positive attitude about the work that you're submitting to industry so that you can feel more comfortable and more confident with those industry jobs that are coming along now. As I've mentioned in previous podcasts, at McCorkle Casting, we're working on 6 feature films right now. And so, as well as some of the theater coming back. So we are just going crazy with the amount of work that's out there. Why don't you feel more comfortable and confident with your work? By the way, I'm always here. You could always send me an email with a question. If you wanted answered on the air, I am happy to do that as well. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening and watching to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Casting Actors Cast is made possible with your support just by listening. Please like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Caitlin Clark.